Okay. A few words about the MDS Plus documentation. This is one thing many people usually complain about MDS Plus. Because what happened is that at the very beginning, people developing the MDS Plus system were the same people who developed the system. So it was not really needed an extensive documentation because people working on that knew already. When more people started using MDS Plus and connecting MDS Plus to their system, there have been the need of a more comprehensive documentation. So there have been an initial effort in providing the documentation on web pages in the official site of MDS Plus, www.mdsplus.org. But again, there was a lot of documentation, but not very organized. So we made an initial effort, which is not yet ended. We are still in course. This work is still in progress. To prepare some introductory documentation so that people starting for the first time looking to the system, possibly just to evaluate the system, not to use, but to understand it and decide whether or not using that, could have a clear idea. And this is the reason why we developed a tutorial which is available into the web pages. In this brief introduction, I try to distinguish four different profiles of usage of MDS Plus users, and try to say a few words about which documentation is required for which kind of usage. So the first user, which represents 95%, I would say, is the end user, that is a physicist, or engineers developing computation code and requiring data access to pulse file. The other profile of usage is a system administrator, that is the people who need to install MDS Plus and make it available to other users. The third profile is offline system developer, that is a programmer which want to adapt MDS Plus to its own proprietary data acquisition system. And finally, is the developer of the data acquisition system using MDS Plus in a comprehensive way. So the first one is the end user. The end user, which is typically a physicist or engineer, which needs experimental data in his own program. The end user requires an application programming interface which is as simple as possible because it doesn't want to be worried about the internals of the system. And in this case, what is required is, apart from the basics of the system, that is how data is organized, that is the hierarchical structure of the data, he needs to know how to browse data, that is how to use a graphical tool for data browsing, and how to look at data. And then he also interested in how to access data in his own programming language, which may be C, Fortran, or IDL or MATLAB. In this case, all the required information is covered in MDS Plus tutorial. In my experience, I've seen people starting from scratch and simply looking at the tutorial, they have been able to use the MDS Plus system. To be honest, there is also another guide, not only the tutorial, that is a beginner's guide, which has been written before, which still introduces the basic concept of MDS Plus. So you can look at which you want. I suggest to look at both in any case. The other one is the system administrator. The system administrator is not interested in application programming interface usually, but he is interested in how to install MDS Plus. There are two ways of installing MDS Plus. The first way is when using MDS Plus in a client station, usually a Windows PC or a Linux machine. And in this case, it is possible to download from the MDS Plus site the install sheets, both for Windows and Linux, and In this case, it's very easy to install. What is required is only having administrator privileges. And in this case, there is almost no documentation required. There is another way of downloading MDS Plus, which is a GNU-like way, that is downloading a source from a CVS repository, and I'm building. In this case, I must admit that there is a lack of documentation on how to install it. But in any case, remember that there is a mailing list, which is maintained up to date, in which new users can make questions to the developers and getting a response, usually in 1 or 2 days at most. The third profile is the offline system developer. In this case, there is some need to know some internals for the system. This profile is for developers who want to adapt MDS Plus to their own system so that they can export their own data in the MDS Plus format. Again, they require to look at the tutorial, but they need some more complete documentation, which is available in the reference pages. But again, in this case, it is very likely that they will need some support, and again I suggest that they contact us in the mailing list for MDS Plus. And finally, I see that time is ending, and finally is the data acquisition system developers. In this case, this kind of application represents the most comprehensive knowledge of the system, and in this case it is more likely that people work with some of the developers or some expert, together with some developers or some expert, in order to be able to adapt the system. In any case, there is an effort. I'm trying to do that, but I never find the time to extend the MDS Plus tutorial, which now is more oriented to end users, to extend the MDS Plus tutorial also for setting up a whole data acquisition system. If I find the time, I hope this will be ready in a few months. Okay, I think that I finished my time. If there are any questions.